The head of the UN support mission in Libya warned the UN Security Council yesterday that the country faces urgent challenges as it struggles to instill democracy after decades of dictatorship. Tariq Mitri said these include growing political polarization, weak institutions that can't deal with escalating security problems, and thousands of conflict-related detainees waiting to be charged or released. He also said the law to exclude Gaddafi-era officials from public office in Libya, which was adopted on May 5th, risks further weakening state institutions in the North African country. Critics say the law bans many of the most competent people from serving, including many who participated in the revolution to overthrow the previous regime. Mr. Mitri told the Security Council the law falls short of international standards and will have far-reaching repercussions on the political process.
In the context of Libya's transition and the legacy of weak state institutions, the implementation of this law risks further weakening those institutions. On June 5th, the day the law came into force, many prosecutors and judges went on strike in protest of some of the provisions of the law which they believe would affect them. These developments demonstrate the urgency of adopting a transitional justice law anchored in truth-seeking, accountability, and reparations.